Hello, this is Miss Delia, and I want to talk about feminization as a means of power exchange. In many ways, feminization can be like CFNM. And recently, I got a very interesting email from one of my callers, Alice. I thought I would share it with you sissies because he made some very strong comparisons between the power exchange aspects of feminization and cross-dressing and CFNM. He started off his email by letting me know he's not transgender, and while he sometimes likes to play the role as a sissy, he does not see himself as a sissy, and not all of his feminization fantasies are about being a sissy. Alice's feminization is about power exchange, and I was thrilled by this. For Alice, feminization and sissy roleplay isn't about wearing pretty clothes or having to do girly things. Again, it's all about the power. Alice says, "To me, power exchange itself is very erotic. When the mistress has control over me to dictate what I wear, regardless of whom is present, it really turns me on. It especially turns me on if there is an audience that witnesses the control she has over me. There's also some fear with that. I have to trust her to protect me from mean bully-like ridicule. But playful ridicule is very fun, making the point that they are free to wear what they want, but I have to wear what mistress wants. And what mistress wants me to wear is very feminine for her and their amusement. Sometimes I start to get hard just thinking about it." So how does this match up with CFNM? If I tell you to get naked for me, I'm denying you the right to wear clothes. If I tell you to slide on those pretty panties and that sexy lacy bra, I'm also controlling how you dress and what you wear. And for Alice, the fantasy can go even a bit further. Alice says, "It can be particularly fun if there is a woman present I'm attracted to, one that I think I might have a chance at dating. Were it not for her seeing that I have to obey my mistress and dress up for the humiliating amusement of others. That's hot, because from the start it puts me in a position where if anything were to develop, it could only develop with me clearly being the beta in the relationship." Well, Alice, naked or dressed in lingerie, you certainly will be the beta. I loved this email from Alice, and if you have anything you'd like to share with me, email delia@enchantrixempire.com. Stop by my blog, femfabulous.com, or give me a call, 800-601-6975.